I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
And you used to be a, what's the word for it? When you're trying to figure out how to talk to women?
Oh, pickup artist.
You were a pickup artist for a while, right?
No. And this is the worst possible place to take this. In all fairness, though, I said it on stage the other night. She was there.
Yes. Kirby, get this wench out of your head, dude.
Yeah, all right.
She's just a dumb
Get her
wench.
Out of your head.
She's not a dumb wench.
You've cathected her into your f***ing mental landscape, dude. You got to get her out of
okay,
there.
Okay, fine. She's out.
Don't let him in.
All right. So.
Keep him at bay.
Okay.
You have to be the fucking hero, dude, and keep him at bay.
Okay.
Once you let the fucking girl inside your head and they start fucking cranging you from your, just doing, pulling the fucking things, don't let them in.
I'm battling. I'm battling what I should and shouldn't say right now.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard. It sucks. I hear you. It sucks. Blows. Yeah.
But you were a pickup artist.
Okay, no. I was an attempted pickup artist because there was that fad in, I think it was like the 2000s, where there's a book came out called The Game.
Yeah, people started getting pussy, became a fucking fad. But yeah, no, that was a big deal, dude. There were shows on VH1 and everything.
Right. And there were like very specific instructions on how to do it. And the thing is, like, at the time, because I was in my like early 20s then, and I had no ability to, you know, talk to women. Because I had, I had just come out. I was delayed onset puberty, so I had just like hit. I was, you know, and then when you have that like long delay,
yeah,
then you're like, you're in college suddenly, like trying to catch up to everybody else who has like solid years of like knowing how to flirt and do all these other things. And then I was just, the way I thought relationships work was like friends, where you just like, you friend zone somebody and then you like tell them outside the coffee shop.
God, no, dude.
Yeah. And so that's what I did.
Oh, God.
And it was a nightmare. I was very, very just, it's cringeworthy to think about the things that I did.
There's a lot of people to do try that.
And no, that's fine. But guys that are friends with chicks, I have no love for it.
Yeah.
I have a strong hate for it.
Yeah.
Really,
and it's not, and it, as a, if I were a girl, I would hate it too. I mean, you wouldn't hate it insofar as
it.
Let me rephrase. I would not find that type of guy attractive.
Oh, they don't. But it's also like, here's some attention from this guy.
The attention's clearly fine, but I would not find him attractive. Yeah.
But so then you became a pickup artist.
So then of course, like when I see this book, I'm just like, oh, I didn't know there was a way to do this.
You found the playbook. you found the instructions.
Right. So the first thing you were told to do is you needed to dress garishly. So you had a peacock. And my outfit, so then I like put together a peacock outfit. This was in Los Angeles. And
you lived in Los Angeles and you were dressing like a dickhead?
You were just dressing like a fucking Minnesota pimp.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had on tight pants and then this white leather belt, but the belt buckle was metal. It said drunk in it. And then I had a purple button.
It said drunk?
Yeah.
Like, chicks love
drunk. Oh, my God. Yeah, chicks love raging alcoholics.
And, they do in college.
Yeah, they do.
And then it was a purple button down and then a Ed Hardy t-shirt over the button down. And
holy
then a blazer
fuck,
over
dude.
That and like necklace and thumb rings. And
you're like a North Jersey. You're like a North Jersey totem pole, dude.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck, and you had thumb rings on?
Yeah. And this is the thing.
Dude, I would have I would have beat the fuck out of you. That's crazy.
Dude, when I came,
you found him and trained him as a sexual assassin, dude. You were watching him in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, that's the assassin. When you go back, that's your, like, the uniform. He has to, you know, John Wick, when he breaks up the concrete floor and pulls a suitcase out? That's Gervin. He's going to break it open and open a suitcase with thumb rings and a fucking Affliction t-shirt. Like, well, I guess the game's back on.
And, and then the thumb rings, though, that, because I remember when I came back, I was at Helium, and there was a comic, Kent Haynes, who, like, I was sitting up there in the back with him, and I was just playing with him, and it dropped, and he was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, nothing. And then he, like, gets his phone out, he's looking for it, and he finds it, and I was like, that's my ring. He's like, you're wearing rings now? Like, just that look of, like, disappointment on his face.
Oh my God.
Because you go through phases, a guy, you're just, like, desperate to try and be cool or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. You turn on some rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get bedazzled.
Yeah.
There's a bird that does that. It, like, do you see that on planet Earth? There's this bird that, like, gathers trash and puts, like, all these weird articles.
It got tricked by that lady boy.
Yeah, the lady boy came and stole its stuffed heart, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was crazy. A ladyboy. Did you see that part?
No. I think we're thinking about a different thing. I saw he builds a crow that's got it for a little girl.
He builds like a nest, and then he tries to give gifts to the women to like make them his mate. And he found a little stuffed heart, like a little tiny red heart that he was trying to give to this bird, this other that he thought was a female bird.
Yeah.
Turns out it was a ladyboy, dude. It was a boy bird. And he tripped him and stole the heart and flew away.
I hate this bird.
Yeah, fuck that gay bird, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's... Does this bird have a new red heart?
I think the bird died alone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably never. Yeah.
Somebody needs to make that bird a red heart. Kills me.
So you were dressing like a fuck dickhead.
Yeah, and then it didn't last long.
Because, how'd it go? Oh, that's nice. How'd you feel when you were out on the
horrible. So I couldn't approach any women because I was so nervous. Like, you're not yourself. You're just like, you hate yourself.
For sure.
Because you're like, this isn't me.
Oh,
but
this
yet,
is sad.
What?
No, it's hilarious.
This is sad.
To think of someone dressed up that. Hey, think of someone dressed that fucking crazy and is standing by themselves like nervously drinking.
Yeah.
That's hard. Ooh,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's sad. Like I a love sad that, dude dressed like a fucking
but again, this
drunk
is
on his belt buckle.
Did you ever rock like sweatbands or anything?
No, wait. It is sad, but again, this is another one of those things where I just feel like there are a ton of guys that like do this and feel this and it sucks, and like I think, you know, the key is really, you know, embracing, you know, your own personality, and just you have to play that to 11.
Show them who you are.
Right. And then,
that's it.
Right.
Take it or leave it.
But my line was, you had to have an intro. And then my line was, is khaki a color or a fabric? And then
did you hit it on anyone?
Yeah, I hit it on a couple who was like middle aged because I was like trying to say.
You're trying to fuck the couple?
And I was like nervous, and you could hear my voice like quivering. And it was just this weird guy coming up and asking this question. And I just drove home in my shitty Ford Festiva rental. It was just like, took off all the clothes. And just like,
oh my God.
It was just brutal. Then after that was when I got catfished.
Let me just metabolize that for a second.
Yeah. You just approached a couple and you were like, I'm just going to try my fucking
A couple girls
line.
Or a couple, like a married couple?
No, it was like a married couple. I was just trying to get the words out of my mouth.
What
nervous.
Did the fucking husband say?
They were like, I don't know. It was just one of those. It's like the way somebody, that sing-songy tone when somebody's like, get away from us. What are you doing?
Why? What was your thoughts with the couple, though? What was, like, were you going to...
Just practice. Like an open mic.
So you just walked up to two strangers and were like, is khaki a color or a fabric? And you're like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you mind if I ask you something?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if it was that smooth.
They probably thought you were about to flash them.
They were definitely like, that was clearly a retarded guy. They were definitely like, that was a retarded guy.
You came out looking at him like a time traveler, dude. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, dude, you're from the future. You need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they without a doubt were like, we had a fun date, a retarded guy asked us some weird question, and he ran away.
How many nights did you spend on the prowl?
Well, there's probably two, because the first night I couldn't talk to any women, and then the second night I was like, I just gotta practice.
Did you just
said it once?
Who did you talk to in your garb?
In my couple,
just the couple. Yeah, that was the only people
that
ever.
That was the first night.
You remained silent and stoic.
Yes,
just mastering the ways. And you only talked to one couple.
Yes,
you're the worst pickup artist of all time. And then you went home and got catfished.
Oh, it was a brutal 6 months.
That is brutal, man.
That'll
really
make you. That's definitely a 6 month.
Yeah, but now look at you.
Yeah, then you're I came home and I ended up like meeting somebody, and I was dated her for a bit, and then
Now you're great. You're fucking handsome. You're put together. You're confident in yourself.
Yeah.
You're fucking. You're your own man.
I'm happy those things happened.
Yeah, they made you.
Yeah, because it's just like you experience that, and then you. I don't know. I think it was good.
Yeah, you find out what you're not, and you're not fake. You're just a real motherfucker.
Exactly.
Badass, big dicked, real motherfucker.
Very, very modestly penised. It works properly.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Dude, does it ever.
Ew, Steven.
Yo. Have you been doing any sort of like sexual exercises?
No.
Kegels.
I stretch a little bit, but that's part of my normal workout. What? A stretch.
You stretch. I thought you meant you're stretching your dick out. You're jelking.
No, jelking.
Not me.
Because I'm prone to Charlie horses.
So you gotta stretch those out.
Yeah.
I hit pause for a second.
Hold on a second. We back, dude.
Now we're back.
Yeah. The head sound engineer. The head come in. Old Shules, dude.
What a journey we're on.
Tonight. This is a fucking
journey.
This is a journey of hearts and minds. It's strange. Well, if anything, it's just the fucking, trying to think how to phrase this, the debilitating effect of sniz on the mind.
Sniz on the mind, though. I just
don't like the
debilitating
phrasing.
Debilitating.
Yeah, but
sniz is on the mind.
Of the prospect of love on the mind.
Yeah.
And all the sniz that entails.
Yeah. Me too. I've got it too right now. I'm in a annoyed fucking mood.
I'm weatherman in like a fucking double pussy tornado right now, dude.
Yeah, you're out front with my hat with a microphone, just like there's two now. They've gone. We got sisters.
I still want to clarify the language that I would sign on to, which is that the mind is
a pussy.
Yeah,
dude.
See, you
girls
keep
have
doing
them.
This.
You're trying
where
to
we
get
say
into
shit,
them.
And then you're like, "Well, that's not how I'd work." She's already done listening, by the way.
Yeah,
dude. The chick you're worried about clocked out at 5 minutes.
Dude.
They're 23-year-old women. They've got the attention span.
Do I ever say that,
attention
though,
span of fucking Cocker Spaniels.
Okay, fine.
But
do I ever say that? Oh, dude, I've got pussy on my mind.
You don't say that.
You say,
right.
Yeah, you do.
I've read
your sex, dude.
Yeah, well, to a person.
Yeah. See what Gerby says.
I don't think I said anything that good.
I haven't read all your texts.
I didn't think I said anything that good. You can if you want.
No, it's just fucked up thinking that anytime you text this chick, you got to also worry about me definitely reading the text.
That would get in my head pretty hard.
I wouldn't care.
All right, good. I want you to say dirty things.
It's
kind
of like an open relationship.
But
it is.
You guys have like a digitally open relationship.
Yeah. I pull his hair. I see all the nudes he sends.
Dude, I think that's a new thing on the Reddit, dude. We got to see from now on every person on the Reddit has to share all conversations with the base, dude. This has to become militant, dude.
Really?
You have to put out all your conversations.
See, this is where you become a cult leader.
No,
you're
why?
Starting to issue fucking
dude.
Rules.
No, I'm kidding. But dude,
baby girl versus IKEA last night.
I saw
how'd
that.
Go?
That was a battle.
That was so funny.
That was a battle for her.
Really?
She actually did great. Put together nicely.
I looked like there's a lot of progress being made.
I was surprised that she let
looked
me.
Like she uncapped her knowledge,
I,
dude,
I
and fucking
it.
Did that.
I closed out the deal. I finished it, but I sat out as long as I could.
Really?
Jane, I need help.
I'd be like, you got this. You got this right
now. He's popped in a blue chew and watched.
I talked in a dip. Blue chew. I was fucking rock hard.
Put that
rock hard in Flavor Country. Just watching baby girl try to put together a fucking drying rack.
That's hot stuff.
Mm, real hot.
That's real nice.
Well, and you read on the thing that
She did try to Tom Sawyer me. She's like, I'm actually having a lot of fun right now.
Oh,
this is so much
God.
Fun. I was like, you're not going to, what do you think? I'm a fucking idiot.
You should have took it all apart and like, do it together. It was so much fun. Put it back together.
Yeah, keep having fun.
Gerbs, what are you looking for ideally in a woman?
I would say somebody with good conflict resolution skills.
Okay.
Also, what?
Yeah.
Next.
You're not going to find that.
can compromise. And, yeah. Good.
So a guy. Looking for a hot guy.
What else? Okay, I'm going to tell you need two new categories.
Yeah. What is that?
Anything but conflict, compromise, not happening.
You're not going to find either of those. You'll find that for the first 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Those are the key ones, though.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Again, you might... If you get a good check, 2 years.
I'll tell you what. You know who I miss? Is the last one... Remember the last one that I was telling you guys about?
Yeah.
I don't want to say her name.
The one where you did something weird with her.
I didn't do
panties.
Something weird with her. Yeah, I mean, I manually masturbated while she was
you
making
tits,
out.
Yeah, you masturbated and sucked her tits.
Yes. Yeah. On top of her, it was a whole thing. It was completely normal.
It's hot.
And yes. And anyway.
You miss her now.
I miss
you
her so much.
You jerked off while you were sucking her tits.
No, but she, but it was, I gave it a few pumps. We've been down this road. I just hey, and then I was back into
big
other
deal.
Things. Yeah.
No, it's...
This is how I stay rock hard without the blue pill.
Yeah, it's like CPR instead of a blue chew, dude. You give yourself CPR and keep it alive.
But anyway, she, you know, like her thing, like her favorite comic was Louis C.K. And this is like post the Louis C.K.
Yeah, she stuck by him.
Yeah.
And you thought you were free to go then. Like, if you like Louis.
No, it's not about the sex stuff. It's just more about just like having somebody like that. Because again.
Call her back.
What? I've already put out some feelers and I don't get any.
Yeah,
she said she would come to the show, but it's they're all like, very sort of damn man, job. They're
That's probably her.
No, they're very sort of just like one line sort of responses, being polite. So
it's time for you to get impolite. Like, what the fuck's your problem, bitch?
Yeah. Well, we know what her problem is. I told her I liked her. Like, what are you, and angry I wanted something more bitch? Serious. She said no. Yeah,
you should read this side bitch story, dude, and apply some principles. It's like, look, bitch.
Go slash your fucking tires.
So now you're with a humorless fucking foodie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, try the salted caramel. But I know,
but I also, she also doesn't find me funny. And that's like something, that like sucks. She finds quirks, my quirks funny,
mm-hmm.
But not actually like if I say something that's, I think is funny. She never laughs. And like, I was telling her the cat owner story, and I knew that it wasn't going to work. And she was listening to it, and she was like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Like, throughout the whole story.
That's not good.
It's like the You're smile. Not getting pops during right, the right, setup. Right, right, right. Nothing. And so.
Ugh. Good for you for finishing the story. A lot of weaker people would have bailed on that.
I'd have been like, you know what?
You feel out. When you start telling a story and the crowd's not laughing, you're just like, all right, you guys.
Appetizer would have came out. I'm like, oh, it's just.
This one's not good. Fuck it.
But no, I did bail on it too. I was like, you're disinvited from the comedy show. And then she was like, why? I was like, your face, like the way you're handling, but you know, she finds that playful, right? Because it's just like, I was obviously saying it with a smile and like,
Man.
And then she was like, you know, so that she finds funny, that sort of personality stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like, and then I got an erection.
Fuck you,
like,
if that helps.
What's that?
You're fucking, Kirby's a handsome boy.
Yeah,
dude.
He is, man.
No.
Yeah, you are.
You're a handsome devil, dude.
Well,
now you're in shape. You got fucking arm veins. I'm peeping those things up. Look at those arm veins. God,
am I going to go home and just chest
I can see the fucking, just the abs, dude. I can see them through that fucking Hanes, dude. I'm looking. I'm peeping you out.
We're both eyeing you up.
Dude, this is as good of a day you get.
I'm peeping you out. Yeah, it's tough, man.
So yeah, so that's an issue.
You got to be friends with them, dude. It's tough because I've always just been like, I just see chicks who I want to fuck. I'm like, God, you're fucking hot. And then like, let's live together. And it's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare, dude. Like, trying to, like...
It's funny the nostalgia I have for my ex when it comes to that. Like, because I was just home. And whenever I'm home, I'm like, oh, man. This is the life I... Like, I was at... This is a fucking sad story. I was at Sheets, and I looked out to the exact spot I used to park where the dog would sit when I would go inside. And I was like... I saw my car, and I'd be like, normally I'd see his... Just his little white chest in the window. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
But all the nostalgia you have when you have, like... We should move in together, all that stuff. It's like, oh, man, I wish I still, you know, we lived. Dude, and then I thought back to when we lived together, and I was like, the whole time, I was like, I can't wait to get the fuck out
you're
of this.
You're just an icy cavern, dude. Yeah, I feel like as you get older, you stack more and more of those kind of, like, negative nostalgia triggers where, like, I like driving a place, and I'm like, man, I used to live with a girl around here, and I'm like, man, that one fucking bad. And I, like, go to another place now, and I'm like, oh, forgot about that, too. And I stack more and more little parts where I'm more and more bruises, dude.
Mine start out good. I'll, like, remember something and be like, oh, that was, I wish we were doing that again. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we fought the whole time. That was a fucking nightmare.
True. I almost said true that, and I was like, for that.
For that, yeah.
For
that,
it's crazy how much that plays on your head. You just remember the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah. That but sucks. You got a babe right now.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
You guys are fucking, dude.
It's your girlfriend. That's over.
You fucked.
What?
Well, just the one that we're talking about with the condom? No, that was just like a one-off.
Did you come inside her with the condom, or did you pull out and come into a condom?
I kind of did half and half.
That's a fucking insult. That's a slap in the face to a girl.
Is it?
If you pull out with a condom on. You gotta use, that's what it's for.
If you pull out with a condom on, you gotta rip it off and jizz on her.
True that.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
I was paranoid once. I had sex with this lady who, like you were saying,
it
was
kind
like,
of bizarre because I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
But I was like the first, you know.
What noise did you make?
I probably didn't make a noise.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what. I've told you this before. I love talking, but this just hates me talking.
You love talking during sex?
Yeah,
damn, so you stayed silent for it?
Wow, what do you say? What type of stuff do you say?
You're a ninja.
No, I don't.
Whatever goes on in the moment. I just, you know, talk about that.
What do you say?
What'd you say right before you're about to come?
You're fucking dirty in your...
You say
you're dirty? Yeah, shit like that?
Of course. I love it. If they like it.
Girls like that.
If they don't like it, though...
Oh, you're not dirty. Never mind. You're clean.
Yeah. It's like, ew, don't, ew. And it's like, shut up. You know, like,
hell yeah.
Did she like being dirty?
No, she didn't.
She didn't like being talked.
This is what I was saying earlier when I was like, with this girl, there was no music because she is the type of person that could like get turned off at the drop of a hat. Ugh. It's like you do the wrong
even
thing
the first
like,
couple of times. Ew.
And then,
ugh. Did you try to take the maybe switch up like you were so dirty and just point out like specific parts of her body you could degrade and look at your fucking you have a lot of hairs on your lower back. Look at that, you fucking
no,
hairy
it's not even
bitch.
Like degrading. Yeah. It's also like you just like you're so
get a handful
right
of his
now.
Back hair and ride you like a bronco.
Ew, dude, your neck looks disgusting from here.
Again, it's not just degrading, though. I was more just, you know, it's also just describing.
That's how you should. You should be like, while you're fucking, be like, actually, you're actually kind of fucking ugly.
Yeah, you should. Fucking, or just like, I can't believe I'm doing when you're this. Fucking, be like, oh, don't make that face. And just let it the whole time be like, what face am I making? Meanwhile, you're just like, fuck it.
You're going to town. You're Gerbying out.
You gotta flip the dynamic, dude. You can fucking suck your titties and jerk off.
Thing that bothers me, too.
When women get picky during sex like that, I'm out, dude.
I love to think of when you were sucking her titties, you were laying side by side, like reaching over like a young babe.
Well, that's a different
jerking
one.
Off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a old paint, like a medieval painting of the baby Jesus, you're just jerking off, suckling her tit.
But what bothers me, I'd say, with this is a different one that we're talking about. But that's the old. It doesn't matter.
The girl whose panties you loved.
Yes. Yes, I did love her panties, but the one that could like get turned off very easily.
Yeah,
it's also the thing. It's like,
how old is she, roughly?
I'd say 29.
Too young for that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But for me, I'm such an easy sort of. The only word that's coming to mind is pop. Insofar as
an easy pop,
like I can come easy.
You pop. Could you come during a lap dance?
No. I want to qualify that. I say like I'm an easy pop if you there's certain things, and it's just like if you just say a few things at me.
Yeah, if you just let if you just let like, you spin you into her butthole,
you know.
Oh then my god,
I'll be done.
If a girl sucks my nipples, I come.
Okay, like, there you go.
Really?
So, oh boy, do I have sensitive nipples.
Yeah. So then
it's my neck and ear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my whole body's covered in dick skin. It's like everywhere feels good for me, but like my nipples, I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Ooh, love getting my nipples
sucked.
You
love nip play.
Love nip play. I just like getting my nipples sucked, dude. It feels great.
I'll fucking suck your nips.
You
dude.
Won't.
I swear to God, I would suck your teeth. I would suckle your teeth.
It feels so good.
Do you think you would crumb if I suckled your teeth?
I twitch for sure.
You would quiver.
I'd, if Steve was inside me and you sucked my nipples, I'd come for sure.
Steve, you got a hammer, don't you?
A hammer?
You got a big old dong.
Definitely not. No. No.
No.
Do not. No.
Okay.
Doesn't we talked about our church.
I can see him having a
absolutely not.
I, just a weird big bowl. Dong.
No, no.
But
I
it's
wish.
Weird.
Mine is like
I see that
slightly
hand motion.
Normal
look,
up
look
top.
That, look at that thing.
And then it comes down. It narrows down.
Whoa.
It's just the worst design on the planet.
No, you got the fucking
ideal donger.
No.
Just gets stuck in there. You got a fucking
that thing's ribbed for his pleasure.
Yeah, you got a dog dick, dude.
Definitely not.
You lock in.
I mean, dude, the girth counts. The widest point counts as your girth. You don't need all that bottom girth.
My girth is terrible.
Perfect for creating queefs. Your dick. Just shotgun an air into that
thing. That's the noisemaker, dude.
Yeah, you got the noisemaker. You got the party. You got the party whistle. Dude.
Party.
Holy
yeah, but what I was saying is just that. What again? Frustrating about somebody that is very particular.
Yeah,
it's like okay. So if it's going on for a certain period of time, and then she's like, "Are you gonna?" You know, she's basically just asking, like, "Are you gonna finish?"
Ugh.
And then it's like, "We'll just like don't say that. Just say
I want you to,
and then I will be done." Just do it. Dude. Just do it. Just say it. She won't because
you guys
it's like,
are having like 5 year in married sex on the first date.
But this wasn't a first date. This is somebody I used to date.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not going to work. It was just.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You don't need anybody, dude.
I do need
that's
somebody.
What I'm saying.
I'm desperate
no, you don't.
To be in a committed relationship.
Really?
Well, I would like to be with somebody. Yeah. I do enjoy.
You hear that, lady listeners?
You might get some.
Yeah, lady, my sister.
But whatever. It's not worth it doing it with the wrong one because that would just be a nightmare.
Heard that, dude.
Yeah, been there.
Yep.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare, dude. I did that. I got married like that. Literally, that was my thought process going into being married. I was like, well, you know. You can always break. You can always get unmarried. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yes.
That's so great.
Woo, is that a fucking miscalculation, dude? You think you can't just walk out of there, dude? That's a fucking full thorn bush you have to walk out of. I was like, well, easy in, easy out, no big deal.
No, yeah. No, no.
The whole time they're erecting little traps and fucking webs, dude. And you, as soon as you want out, it's like, oh, lose your TV. You're like, oh no, fuck it. Just lose all your shit. You're like, all right, fine.
Yeah, man.
Well, you go bad. The game of love is a dangerous game. A lot of our great thinkers laugh at the idea of being able to intertwine romantic sex and stable relationships. Like, it's one or the other. It's not me.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I think you can work around it. It's like you just have to both be committed to this.
I think in order for – there's only two options. In order for a man to have, like, fun, kinky sex his whole life with one partner, you got to be into butt stuff, or you got to be in a weird open relationship and a swinger. Two options. Yeah, or you just have to not jerk off so long that you need to come so bad that you can, you know.
The weird open relationship thing, I am firmly convinced can't work. Exactly. It cannot work.
I don't think it can. Not for me. I'm too jelly. Not for me. Too jelly.
Hell no.
Yeah.
The other, you got to get into butt stuff then. If you want to, like, to have, you know, like a fun.
You mean your own butt?
Yeah, you'd have to.
You're saying you the only way to make it work, you got
to
get your butt
the
fucked.
Only way to make it that exciting, yeah, you'd have to be into, like taking massive dildos in your butt.
True.
Just keep it exciting. You gotta let her strap attack you.
That's
that'll
a common
get you
answer.
Through 60 years. Shit. Now, as Deutsch makes us live to like 500, I don't know how to keep that going. But
that's a common answer.
For 60 years, you can thrive on 60 years just letting your fucking wife just fucking dong you with a strap on. That'll keep her around for a while. Switch it up. Maybe
would you
wear it?
Gerbys, would you take a strap?
We talked about this. Yeah, if it was really...
Gerbys,
yeah,
he said he would get butt fucked.
But again, we'd have to graduate up from like a...
finger?
Yeah, basically like what you would put in... Like
anal
an earplug up to...
Yep. Yeah. Tongue. Yeah. Anal beads, nose, and then fucking...
Yeah. And then at any point I could say...
Then
no.
A 14-inch
graduate up
fat
to a Sotoya.
Does he have a huge penis? I met him the other night. He's very nice.
Yeah,
he's
graduate up to having Sotoyo stick himself up your ass and into his entire
All right. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap. Gerbs has to go. It's 3 o'clock. We're at 2 hours.
Thanks, guys, so much.
Hey,